area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade.
Well, I try to hold it together today, and I want you guys to hold it together too.
All right.
Vidal Sassoon is dead.
Oh, no.
Really? What am I going to do about my hair?
What about my hair?
This rover.
Hello, Master.
Hello, Lauren. I had already made up my mind that if I ever got hair again, I was going to use Vidal Sassoon products. I hope the products are still around. I'm sure they will be.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
One of the reasons that I'm glad. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. One of the reasons that I'm glad I'm not a woman, in addition to that monthly thing.
Right, that's a major one.
Is the tremendous decisions they have to make. What lipstick, what eyeliner, what eyeshadow, what blush, what foundation, what vanishing cream, what moisturizer, what shampoo, what conditioner, what salon. Which stylist to cut my hair? What hairstyle?
Well, they don't have to. They choose.
Well, they really do. The world has pressured them, and I will admit that. I see that. But the hair care world, and I've said this before, if I come back again and get a second shot at life, I'm going to pretend to be gay. I'm not going to be gay. Well, I may not have anything to say about it. I may come back.
True. Yeah, I don't think it's
but if I come back and I'm not gay, I'm going to pretend to be gay. I'm going to open a salon, only wealthy women, because my stuff will be really high priced. Because I think women, they'll sacrifice a lot of stuff. But man, they find the right person to cut their hair or that pair of shoes they have to have. I'm going to be in the shoe / cosmetics / hair care business. No, you laugh.
A lot of businesses.
And there'll be some kind of French sounding name attached to it, and I will do these commercials like I see on TV for CoverGirl and these things, where the skin of the woman you're looking at isn't even real looking. Right. It looks like plastic.
Photoshop.
It's so perfect. Like Andy McDowell or Ellen DeGeneres or whoever it is, flawless. That person doesn't exist.
The fuzzy lens.
Yeah, there's no.
The Paula.
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer lens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters.
Well, they don't make a lens fuzzy enough for her.
Well, they try.
Have you walked down the shampoo aisle? It's amazing that they have people.
Hold on.
I have not used
shampoo in 35 years.
Perfect question.
I wash my hair with the same bar of soap I'm washing my face with.
Two rows of hair care stuff, you know. Shampoo and conditioner.
Do you put your butt soap on your hair?
What?
Butt soap?
Well, I mean, it's the same, essentially the same.
He doesn't have hair.
Well, but he rinses it off after he washes his butt.
Hey, you know what?
If
you have dirt and stuff, and then you get it and you wipe it off with the soap doesn't get dirty.
No,
the soap's never dirty. Yeah.
It's like Superman.
So
yeah,
it doesn't
find anything.
But I still space out stuff.
If you put a pubic hair on a bar
of
soap.
Oh,
the hair is sterile.
Yeah.
It's a sterile hair.
I don't know if it's sterile.
Well, it is.
It may be clean.
It's embedded in soap.
It may be clean, but it's not sterile.
Well, soap is not.
Am I the
sterile.
Only one that spaces out where you wash on your body, though, with the soap?
I wash.
You don't go straight from your junk to your face,
down.
Do you?
Top down.
You just put the soap under the water and let the stuff
top,
run.
Top
That's
down.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm
top
like
down.
That. Top down.
Head, face, hair. I don't really have hair. Neck, ears, chest, you know, down.
Oh, not
think
me.
Of where I start.
Where
now.
Do you?
I start right between the legs because it gets all.
Yeah.
Well, when
yeah.
you put that soap on the hair, it gets real fuzzy. Yeah.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Sudsy.
Sudsy.
So you wash your private area first.
First.
That is good to know.
Huh.
You are clean down there.
I am.
You are.
Plus, I bought one of those shower head that comes off.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
We won't get into that. No.
How much time are you spending in there with that shower head?
About 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
Tina went, Tina went in the shower an hour and a half ago.
Does it have one of those things on it where
you're pulsating? Oh, yeah. When you turn the dial.
Does it have that?
Oh, yeah.
That lawn sprinkler.
Oh, look at her. She's all lighting
up. It's got the lawn sprinkler setting on it. Yeah. Her new boyfriend.
Wow. Oh, man.
Mr. Showerhead. Like Mr. Potato Head. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to sell things to women. Because, well, men, men, there are things that men are suckers for too, but it's usually not in the clothing or looks area for the most part. Ours is more gadgetry or cars or whatever. Because most guys, now I do know some men who kind of take pride in the way they dress and they actually go shopping for their own clothes.
Our news guy.
I've never cared.
Our news guy is totally into shoes.
I've never met him. What's his name?
Colin.
Never met him. Never even heard of him. What's his last name?
Colin Jeffries.
Never heard of him. He's into shoes?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because he told me. I said, wow, look at those shoes, because they look like golf shoes, you know, those two-tone kind of shoes.
Oh, yeah. Those
and he said, I can't remember. I think he grew up in Florida or something and grew up in flip-flops. So when he moved here, he was all excited that he could buy all kinds of shoes.
Well, that's a sad. That sounds like a poor child that never had shoes. And he finally can have shoes. And
he's in the right climate.
It's like here. Jerry Lewis, the used-to-be comedian, never wears a pair of socks twice. He never washes socks. He puts new socks on, wears them a day, and throws them away. Because as a kid, he was so poor, his mother had to darn his socks and patch his socks. So he only wears new socks. And I understand that. I get that. I just don't and never have cared much about how I look. We all care about how we look, but I mean in a fashion sense.
Yeah.
Nobody really
you wear
wants
nice
to be
shirts.
Ugly.
And
oh no,
pants
no.
All the
I wear fat man clothing. Some of it is nice fat man clothing. This is a Tommy Bahama nice silk shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a nice shirt, but I don't coordinate or look good. And nobody will ever say, oh, look at him. He knows how to dress.
Yeah, I like when you do that double layer thing and roll the sleeves back. That looks good.
I can't wear long sleeves without rolling the sleeves up. I can't stand the feel of the cuff.
Oh, really?
Long sleeve shirt.
I don't like
long
sleeve shirts either.
Last night, oh, Burke segment, do we have it?
I do.
Well, she's in a good mood today because she got the hole in her tooth filled. And that always makes
got
me.
Got the whole tooth.
Filled in?
Yeah,
that always makes me feel better. Tina Del Piaz, what do you have?
Well, I did something last night I've never done.
With a shower head?
No. No. A friend of mine, his name is Scott, he wrote a song, and actually he's written several songs, but he was recording, they're recording a new album, and I got to sing backup on a song that's going to be on an actual album.
Oh.
I know.
You get like some kind of residual or
no,
what?
No,
no.
You get paid?
No.
Well, you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy.
It was fun.
What if this thing sells
what
like crazy?
Yeah.
I'm sure
it.
If he becomes a multimillionaire.
No. Don't ever be
sure.
Oh, I'm sure that fill in the blank, that they'll take care of
later.
I don't
on,
care.
No.
I don't care about the money.
Well, that's the difference
so
between
fun.
You and me. I would care if I saw this guy's career skyrocket. And again, let's play it one more time here on WRKW, the number one hit sweeping the nation. And it's the song You're On in background.
I would be going, that's me on the background.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh,
that's
boy.
What you would do. You know what I'd be saying? Man, I'm not getting a dime off of that thing. That's what I'd be doing.
And Scott,
exciting.
At one point, played with the birds, right?
Yeah.
Never heard of them. I'm kidding. So what was the song? Do you have a copy of it?
In my car.
You should've...
not with me on it yet. I'll get it when it's done.
We want to hear it.
And I'll bring it in.
And then you can go, that's me, when the background plays.
I don't know if you'll be able to tell it's me.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was eight people doing background stuff.
That's wow, one of eight.
Yeah, he wanted it to sound kind of choral-ish, you know, kind of gospel-ish.
Well, that would. Eight people. Maybe we couldn't pick you out. Oh, I still like to hear the song.
And there's one guy that when he sings certain words like ah, he gets two sounds come out.
He can make his voice?
Yeah, he said his doctor said that his vocal cords rub together sometimes
really?
Certain ways. So he gets like two tones. It's like a,
wow.
a harmony
yeah.
going
he
along.
His own
with
harmony?
Himself.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's a rare talent.
That's pretty cool.
You have anything else?
No.
You feel much better today, I can tell.
I do.
It's a much better day for
you. Oh, yeah.
Anybody else? Burke's second.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have one thing. Someone called in. There's a power outage at 141 between Big Bend and Highway 44. He said it's chaos at the intersections. So everyone, you have to treat those intersection where the stoplights are out as a four-way stop. Don't you?
Oh, that's, boy, you're trusting people.
Yeah,
to
yeah boy, like,
I
know. Night.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I hate trusting people. It never works.
He said it is chaos out there. People are going crazy, just driving through all the lights and everything that aren't working. So that's it. It's a power outage there, 141.
Pian, what do you have? Oh, and Dan will now take your calls and put your name on the screen. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. What do you have, Pian?
Just quickly, I put two videos up on our Facebook page today. They were both very funny videos, so if you'd like to go watch them, facebook.com/aimofthepm. One is, it looks like a little toddler, and he's in his car seat, but he has an ice cream cone in his hand, and it's 3 minutes of him. He's essentially sleeping, but every 2 seconds, he shakes his head awake and licks on the ice cream some more. So that's very funny. And another one is a 17-year-old girl. It's a two-car garage. And for some reason, this guy, I guess he just had a video camera in his garage. Maybe the father did. But he caught a 17-year-old girl trying to back out of this garage, and she could not do it. She keeps trying because she had to try to turn a little bit so the mirror doesn't hit the side of the garage. So it's 3 minutes of her going back and forth. But she, you know, have you ever seen anybody that can't, like, yeah, parallel park or anything? Oh, they don't know which way to turn to when they reverse and so then forward.
Are you sort of trying to say that women drivers are stupid?
No, I wouldn't say.
By posting that?
I wouldn't say all women drivers are stupid. But
just this
maybe,
one.
Maybe
this one.
Yeah, just in this case, this one.
Shouldn't
but
be driving.
She's not even driving. She's just trying to pull out of a garage. But it's it's very funny. So that was it.
Okay. We'll take a couple calls, and this show is officially underway. Oh, tomorrow, right now, at this very time, Martin Kilcoyne will be in here. And I heard him in with Slash.
Right.
I think Slash is a guitar player.
We're going to, whatever his name is. We're going to do a completely different interview than that. We don't do anything the normal way. So he'll be in here for a few minutes. We don't want him in here more than a few minutes because he'll start stealing show ideas. Next thing you know, he's making some notes. And then next thing after that, I'll hear him on the phone on his own show with some woman. And, oh, that's my favorite age. You know how it happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't need that. So we'll give him just enough time to get him out before he steals any stuff. And we're going to take a couple of calls. We start with Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you? Mike, that's you. You cannot hang up on me and talk to me at the same time. I'm not sure what happened there. Last night on The Voice, it was the finale.
Oh, was it?
I don't know his name. He was a tall, good-looking, great. He was the guy who was the backup singer for Alicia Keys, the tall black guy. He'd been a backup singer for her. He won.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was very good, and he was a good winner too. Because you could just tell. I love it when they break down and then they make them sing. They make them sing on Idol too when they kick them. You're off. You're out. Now sing.
Oh right, yeah.
And they're devastated.
Choking through tears.
Well, the same thing when you win. You're the winner, and the guy's so emotional. Now sing.
Yeah, right.
And then everybody was hugging him
while he's trying to sing. Yeah.
Did the girl come in second?
She came. Yes, she did. She came in second.
I liked her.
She was like Janis Joplin.
I saw her a couple times.
She was a Janis Joplin sound-alike. This girl was really good. You know what I think killed her? Her stupid boyfriend. Did you ever see when they'd get a shot of her boyfriend?
No, I only saw
he would mouth profanity, and they'd had to blur his mouth out.
Really?
He's F-wording it. I think that hurt her. This guy was such an idiot. Sitting over where
why would he be yelling profanity? She came in second.
Way to effing go.
Oh,
you know, when she'd do something, he'd go, yeah. You can just see him go, yeah, F, yeah. And they'd blur and you knew that's why they blurred his mouth out. And I just think that.
What a maroon.
Yeah, I think he probably didn't do her any favors by doing that.
Which judge was the winner of?
Blake Shelton. He was the coach for the guy that won. We'll grab one more call. I don't know who it is. Then we'll talk to Mr. Long. I got a lot of calls coming in. I'll just have to take them here. What's your name?
This is Joanne.
Joanne, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you, Joanne?
Well, I was just wanting to know if I can win that Walter No Flowers from you.
Well, you can't just call in and win by asking for it. That would be too easy.
Oh, you're the best, so.
Well, hold it.
She's trying to butter you.
I didn't give it to you.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I said, you can't get it by.
I can't?
No, you'd have to earn it somehow. You'd have to, you'd have to answer.
Well, I could be there in 5 minutes.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask you a question. You know what my question was going to be?
What's your question?
No, I was going to ask you a question, and if you had the answer I wanted to hear, I was going to give you the certificate. Here, we'll do it anyway. I'll ask you anyway.
Okay.
Can you be here in the next 5 minutes?
Yes.
That's the answer I wanted. That's the answer I wanted. Well, Joanne,
hurry, Joanne.
You have, and if it takes 15, it's no big deal. But the front door closes at 4, and you come by, and hang on, Dan needs to talk to you to make sure that when you get here, you are who you say you are, and you got yourself a $50 gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist. Are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
Well, happy Mother's Day,
and I'm your favorite age.
Yes, you are, and you're giving yourself a great Mother's Day floral arrangement from Walter Noel. Good for you. Or maybe give it to your own mom if she's still around. But Joanne, hang on. Dan will talk. Okay?
Hold
on. You see, that's how nice we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody's as nice. Nobody else is as nice as we
are. No.
Maybe this guy, John Londoff. Hello, John.
I'm nice.
Well, that's what I hear.
You are nice.
That's what what I hear. I hear it from you more than anybody else, but that's what I hear.
You heard Andrew said it.
Yeah, well, I did say
it. Ian, what do you think?
What's he gonna say? You're an advertiser who pays his bills on time.
No, you know,
big supporter of the show. What's he gonna say?
No,
you're not
I can honestly say I've met John. I've been lucky to meet John, in person a handful of times, and it's always been a pleasure. So
thanks, Ian. I feel the same way about you.
All right,
this is a beautiful moment.
And about Tina, I feel the same way about Dan.
Thank you.
This is a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Did you hear the bad news? Vidal Sassoon died.
No. I didn't hear that.
Now, you're probably pretty...
I've been too busy selling new Chevrolets, cars and trucks, and the pre-owned cars to all your unbelievable listeners.
Well, that's good, but let's get back for a second to this. You've got a lot of hair, and you probably...
He's a product guy.
You're a product man. You're probably pretty particular about your hair and the grooming and stuff. What hair product do you... What shampoo do you use?
Yeah, whatever Mimi Londoff buys.
Wait a minute. So now, it has to be the same thing every time. You have to know what it is.
You really don't...
She just bought some Crew shampoo and...
I don't know.
Then she bought that for you. Isn't that
me?
A guy thing?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. Now,
I think, now that I'm just thinking about it, I think Mimi wants me to quit using her shampoo and conditioner.
Here. I've been bald since I was 23, so I don't even remember shampoo.
What shampoo do you use?
Oh, I don't use shampoo. I don't have any hair. So I just...
you have a little bit of...
No, you don't need shampoo for that. That's like hair on my... I got more hair on my back and my arms than I have on my head. I just use soap, regular soap. But my question is...
What do you wash with?
Caswell Massey Jockey Club soap. $7 a bar. It's a bar of soap, and it's very expensive, but, buddy, does it smell good, and that's why the chicks are always around me, because I smell
and the
good.
Dogs.
What?
Well, the dogs probably think you smell good, too.
They don't like soapy smell. So what product, after your hair is dry, because I'm curious, because I don't have hair.
John looks like a hairspray guy.
Do you use hairspray, or do you have some kind of mousse?
No.
Gel?
Gel.
Gel.
Yeah.
Now, you have a crew gel.
You've not yet turned to that spike up, stick up look yet, that sticking up hair.
I think you know me pretty well, Frank. Are you ever going to see me with a spike up, stick up?
I hope not.
He'd slick back, right? Straight slick back.
That's not really a good answer. I hope not.
He's more of the kind of the mobster Sopranos, kind of junior Sopranos hair.
Get the gel on there. Do you use
sweep
a comb
it back,
or you use your hand to sweep it back?
This is a true story. We're in Florida with my sister, Laura. And it's, Mimi and I and our four boys, and it's my sister Linda and her husband Jim Rock and my, niece and nephew, and we're at some event, and it was at, speaking of bad hair, who's the guy that does the TV program? Is it The Apprentice or the...
Oh, Trump?
Donald Trump. So, and this is the deal where Mar-a-Lago, right?
Oh, that's a nice place.
So my sister tells us, my sister Laura, who lives in Florida, says, our boys have to get dressed up in a sports jackets. Nobody else had sports jackets. We're around some people. These people are pretty well off, okay? It was country food where, they're just, big bowls of food. You thought these people had never eaten in their life, okay? And then here's Linda and Jim and Mimi and I, and I'm literally having to, fight these people for this food. These very wealthy people are like, they're being kind of like Hoosiers. And this one little boy said to me at this event, he goes, you kind of look like Tony Soprano. You got so much product in your hair.
See, I told you.
The kid's like 13 or 14. So I said to him...
How do you know who...
He might have been 15, 16, I don't know. Basically, he's just kind of a brat, okay? Yeah. I don't say that about many kids. So here's the deal. You know, I'm looking at this kid's hair going, you've got a lot of room to talk about hair. So it was just Mimi and I, because I would have never said this in front of my boys. I said, so do you watch Sopranos? He goes, yeah. I'm like, you know what goes on there in Sopranos? And his eyes get real wide. He's like, yeah. I'm like, then quit making fun of my hair.
Or I'll have you whacked.
Wow.
I'm looking over. I'm like, we're not too far from the ocean, kid. But no, I was just kidding. But, Mimi thought it was the funniest thing. She's like, that kid, but man, it's not funny to make fun of somebody, you know, that you just meet.
Well, you're a little more of the kind of what I call the slick gangster, not the threatening, frightening gangster look. I would like
what
to...
What is the difference?
I'd like to look frightening.
A gangster.
No, I would like to be a person that when people look at me, it scares them.
The boss. Oh, you look more like the boss, not one of the...
Like if
know.
Somebody was about to rob me and I turned around and go, oh no, shoot, I'm not touching that guy. He looks mean.
Well, let me help you with something. You do not have that look.
I want it, though.
Well, you're never going to, because you're a happy guy. You're always smiling.
I'm not that happy. You know when I was happy? Let me take you back. No, let me take you back.
I'm like,
let me take you back to a time when I was happy. I'll tell you when I was happy. It was in the 90s, 80s and 90s. I used to get these dealer demos given to me, these cars to drive. That's the happiest
you
time.
Sure, you weren't dreaming?
Nope, that's the happiest. That's the happiest time. Sorry.
Oh man,
time of my life.
That was a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they used to do that a long time ago.
Yeah,
like my dad.
Yeah,
they used to make money when they sold cars. Now we just give them away.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Literally,
we just give
them away. You know what, though? We might have to talk.
Nah, we said that for 3 years now. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about what you have for sale.
Everything. We, and here's, again, we just met with our unbelievable zone manager, Ken Sadowski. Because we're selling so many cars, because we're selling more cars and trucks than anybody in St. Louis, guess what they're doing? GM, Chevrolet.
What?
Why would the manager...
They're giving us more. They're giving us more product, okay?
That's good.
And that's going to land here in about mid-June through July. We're talking hundreds of additional cars and trucks. So, Chevy Cruze for $15,800, Chevy Malibu $17,300, $10,000 off extended cab, crew cab, Silverados, Traverses, Equinox. We have a lot of
the calls are coming in right now.
Wow.
I can hear the calls already
just
coming
throw those
in.
Those prices out and look at that.
Calls
you're
are lighting up
calls.
Already.
When, I know that is.
When's the first? When's the first 2013 something going to come out? Because it can't be that far
well,
away.
Well, the 2013 Malibus are out.
See what that tells
you.
Very, very short supply. I think they came out about 5 weeks ago, and we've delivered, I think, 4 or 5. We still have about 100 2012s in stock with some great savings.
I mean, you know what I think is a good idea? If you're going to buy a new, if you're going to buy a new car. Buy like that 2013 right now, because it'll be one model year old for like a year and a half or something. I mean, jump right in there and get it early. Seriously. I wish they wouldn't do that. We talked about this before. I like to go back to the old September unveiling.
That's what I thought it
where
was.
All the models were here, them and introducing the new 2013.
Yeah, it doesn't
September.
Seem right in May of 2012,
we're, you know,
and it's
February,
been
March.
Out for 5 weeks.
We're
already.
4.5 months into 2012. We got a 2013 out.
Are they much different?
Did they change? Is it the Impala? They change it.
But here's the absolute just coolest thing in the world is now at the design studios of General Motors. Okay, we can design vehicles, change vehicles, you know, on these massive, you know, digital computer screens. And literally we're cutting 12 months, 18 months of the old drawing board, the old method of designing vehicles, you know, on an older style computer. And now it's just not only the design, the sheet metal, but, I mean, all the internal parts.
Okay, but cosmetically, the look of the car, is it dramatically different for 13, the Impala?
We're talking about the Malibu, Frank.
Oh, Malibu.
Yes, it is dramatically different.
Okay.
But we're improving on an already unbelievable car, okay? I mean, the 2012 Malibu, the 2011 Malibu, 2010, we're begging. If you've got a 2009 or 2010 or 11 Malibu, then we will make you an unbelievable deal, because you know we need pre-owned vehicles. We've been averaging 8 to 10 sales on the used car department for weeks, and we cannot keep up. You know, the average age of a car on the road right now is 12 years old.
I know that's supposed to be the statistic, but that's hard for me to believe.
Well, let me tell you, come up here next time, and let's walk the upper lot, and I'll show you some of the trade-ins that are coming in. That people have done an unbelievable job of keeping on the road to 180,000, 90,000 miles. When you talk to those customers, they'll say they've never kept a car this long.
Wow.
And people buy those with that many miles on them?
Oh, sure.
Great question. Depends on the vehicle. You know, on trucks and SUVs, yes. You know, if it's a small, compact vehicle, probably not. It's probably a vehicle that we will sell, you know, to a another dealer.
I've bought a car with over 100,000 miles on it.
Have you?
It was a Suburban, an old Suburban, and it ran like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you change the oil.
But remember back in the day, if it had like 65,000, you're like, oh no.
If it was closer, if it was past 50, oh, I don't know if I want to touch that car.
It's probably 20, 30 years
ago. A buddy of mine, we went to high school together, Mark Tampo, Arquette.
Tampo? Who'd name it? What name is it?
Tampo.
Oh, Tampo.
Oh, man.
Tampo, T-A-M-P-O-W, great guy. He has these Suburbans, big dude. I mean, he's just a great guy. And he one day, years ago, he said, you know, I got about 268,000 miles on my Suburban. So kind of as a smart guy, I said, well, why don't you just drive it to 300,000? And guess what he did?
Let me guess. I can't even begin to guess.
He drove it to 300,000 miles.
I would have never guessed you were going to say that. He threw us on that one.
I thought he was going to blow it up or something.
Threw us a curve.
Yeah.
We need a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314. Yeah, you're so mean to me.
Yeah, I know. It's fun.
837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Highway 270. I'm getting all choked up. Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. You ready to trade that Trailblazer in?
No, it's just too perfect.
We might give you more than you paid for it.
All right, we'll talk then. Hey, before you get away, start Monday. This guy Martin Kilcoin starts here. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Yes, I've met Martin before.
And, tell us the truth. Like, we're not on the air now. What's he like?
Very, very nice guy. Okay. Very nice, quick-witted, sports background. I guess so. Good guy.
All right, we're back on the air now. Hey, thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
We were not off the air. We were still on the air.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I forgot to turn that button.
You're pretty clever.
I will talk to you tomorrow, probably.
I can't wait.
Hi, John. Thank you.
See you, kids. Bye. Safe out there, everyone. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he must be monitoring, listening, when you were still on the air. We're going to take a little break. If you'd like to call us, we'd be happy to talk to you. We do not care what you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And this is, of course, you probably figured out, the big 550-KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland e-traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, the problem that Dan was talking about a little bit earlier, the lights are out in intersections on 141 in both directions between Big Bend and down through 44. Now, that is because they've got 141 at Marshall Road shut down due to an accident. So possibly somebody hit some power lines or transformers or something and knocked everything out. So that's the case there. So the road closed, 141 at Marshall Road, northbound 270. That's a little bit heavy in that right lane from 40 up to Ladue. And then southbound 270 is heavy now, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. With great parking and short lines at Walgreens, you're sure to find the perfect Hallmark card in no time. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
If you own a business,
like I do,
you're lucky.
It's my dream come true.
But one little mistake can turn your dream come true.
What?
Into a nightmare.
What?
If you own a small business, all it takes is one mistake and you could find yourself facing a lawsuit from an unhappy customer or vendor. If that happens, you could lose more than your business.
More?
Because when your business isn't incorporated, your personal assets, your home, car, your savings could all be taken away.
I didn't know that.
If you own a business, large or small, you can protect your personal assets easily just by incorporating. Call today for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-300-8455. We don't offer legal or financial advice. We just make incorporating simple. You can incorporate in 10 minutes, safely, easily, and quickly. Protect your personal assets now before it's too late. For your free guide, call 1-800-300-8455. That's 1-800-300-8455.
Warning, this very minute, someone may be hacking into your PC, stealing your personal information, and infecting your hard drive with viruses.
Getting my computer hacked and my credit card info stolen was the worst experience ever. The invasion of privacy, collection agencies treating me like a criminal.
If you think your computer is safe with antivirus software alone, think again. Unless you have both antivirus and firewall security, you're in serious danger. The good news is, you can download combined antivirus and firewall security absolutely free at GetZoneAlarm.com. The technology major companies rely on. The firewall 80 million people trust. Free at GetZoneAlarm.com. No charges ever.
I went to GetZoneAlarm.com the instant I heard about it, and I'm telling everyone else to do the same. I would never go without the safety of their protection again.
Your computer is constantly under attack. Protect yourself in one quick, free download from the experts in security. Go to www.GetZoneAlarm.com now. That's GetZoneAlarm.com.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Are your old speakers gathering dust, or are you ready for an upgrade? This is David Young, president of The Sound Room. During the month of May, trade in your old speakers and get $200 towards the purchase of a new set starting at $599. We carry the top brands from B&W, Paradigm, and Totem. The Sound Room experts will be right there to answer all of your questions, and we guarantee our prices. The Sound Room is your local home theater and technology specialist, located at 1661 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. Get the same price and better advice at The Sound Room. For more information, visit thesoundroom.com.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
All right, I just saw this video that Peon put on our Facebook page. Unbelievable. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's a 17-year-old girl. How do you know how old she is?
It says in the video. I think the dad uploaded it.
They're a garage. They have a surveillance camera in their garage, part of a security system, and she's trying to back a car out. It's unbelievable. If this were my daughter, I'd take those keys and go, you know what? You're not driving. If you can't get the car out of the garage, it's crazy. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and the PM.
It's Dan. Everybody.
Hey, Dan.
What's going on, Dan?
Frank, I don't know if you've talked about it in the last couple of days about Goober Pyle dying, George Lindsay.
Yes, we have.
And I was just wondering, did you guys talk anything about what if he made any movies or anything like that? Because I was just wondering, because I don't know too much about him. I just know him as Goober Pyle, and I thought he was a sensational actor. Hang up.
Well, do you have a computer? You have a computer? You have a computer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, no.
Yeah, we did. He did a few movies that he was a part of, and I don't have the list in front of me, but Peon will pull them up here for you now. We'll tell you what we find.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
All right, you bet. We ran down. He was in Cannonball Run. He was in like 6 or 7 movies he did. And he guest starred on a bunch of TV shows. I mean, like a dozen TV shows that he did recurring.
Yeah, Cannonball Run 2, he was in Herbie the Love Bug, the TV series. He was in an episode.
I didn't even know there was.
Just spot stuff, it looks like.
It is spotty.
An episode of Chips, an episode of Fantasy Island.
Yeah. It's like 1 or 2 guests here. But he did Goober on Hee Haw, mm-hmm. and he kept that Goober thing going as a live act. I mean, I know he had come to St. Louis and performed at the Fox or whatever.
Huh.
And
he's on Gunsmoke.
Yeah, he actually shot Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he a bad guy?
He didn't kill him. Well, yeah. If he shot Matt Dillon, that would make him a bad guy. You wouldn't have another good marshal going,
well, I thought maybe
hey,
it
Matt.
Was an accident. Or something.
You don't think a goober is a bad guy.
Nope.
But, yeah, I think his life, whether, and they said in one article, he really at one point didn't want to be thought of as goober, and who would.
Oh, man, your
but
whole
then,
life.
Then he came to realize that's it. It's kind of like that goofy Denver, the Gilligan. What's it? Bob Denver.
Oh, Bob Denver, yeah.
Whether he liked it or not, he was Gilligan.
Oh, he's Gilligan. Right.
So he ended up till he was old and died wearing that goofy little sailor's hat.
I don't think he ever really gave it up. I think he was always
And I think George Lindsay was goober. He did try to open a chain of restaurants, and they failed. And I can't remember the name. Maybe they were called
Goobers.
Well, I don't remember, but I know he had some restaurants that didn't do well.
I wouldn't eat at Goobers either.
Yeah, but here, that's not why they failed. Roy Rogers had restaurants. They didn't make it either. The Roy Rogers chain. Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make it. I think I would eat at a place called Goobers. It sounds like
or
a place.
Or the candy called Goobers.
Goobers and Raisinets. Goobers.
That's right. Larry, how are you?
Doing well. He was also a judge on the Miss America for 2 or 3, 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know if you can count that as much. But,
no.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, it was just it was a gig for him. But how weird to see him judging Miss America.
Yeah, what are his qualifications? I guess anybody who can appreciate beauty and talent and a woman that's, I don't know. I guess anybody could be a judge on Miss America.
I guess.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Larry. You know who else? And I don't know if she's even still alive, but I used to just have enough of her, because every time you turned around, she was judging something like Miss America. She was a guest game show person. She was doing a guest shot on a show. And when I say this, I know that Dan's going to go, "You're right." And so is probably Tina. Not so much Peon, because he's 14 years old. Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember when every time you turn on a TV, here's Dr. Joyce Brothers.
And why?
Yeah, exactly.
She was always on
she was
boring. Match Game.
She wasn't funny.
What was she a doctor of?
Who knows?
We don't know.
No, that's
Did
the
she
thing.
Give advice or something?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody even knows.
She would be on Johnny Carson, too.
All the time. I'm convinced if you call yourself doctor, anybody, Dr. Phil, Dr. Keith Ablow, Dr. Oz, Dr. whether you're a real doctor or not, nobody really cares.
Dr. Keith Ablow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on all the time. Oh, he's on everywhere.
He's a bald guy.
Bald guy.
He had a show for a while.
He had his own show, and then
another big psychologist.
Yeah, now they go to him on CNN and CNBC and all that stuff.
Yeah, what's that line that's ringing? Is that one of our lines? What is that?
Yeah, it's a hotline.
Is it a private line? Don't answer. You're the manager or something. Don't do that. shoot, I notice we have to take another break. Dr. Doug will be with us next hour, so you might want to call the pets in. I have a great email that I want to read you about Schaefer Auto Body. It says, Frank, I recently had an opportunity to use the services of Schaefer Auto Body, and what a wonderful experience this has been. My son was driving my car, and while sitting at a stoplight, somebody ran into the back end of the car. We called our insurance company to report it, and they said we could take it anywhere we wanted for the repairs. I thought about you talking about Schaefer, and I thought we'd give him a try. Then we got a call from the insurance company of the guy who hit my son. And they asked us to please take it to Schaefer.
Wow.
We ended up going to the O'Fallon, Missouri locations. We live in St. Peter's. First thing they asked me was, did anyone get hurt? The Schaefer people asked that. And then, how did you hear about us? And let's see if this is a male or female. I forgot who wrote this. Richard. Oh, yeah. And Richard, being a good and loyal listener, said he heard about it on this show. They made arrangements for a rental car for me, he says, and within a matter of about 30 minutes, I was on my way back home. Took the car in on a Thursday afternoon. They estimated they'd have the repairs done a week from Friday. In other words, 8 days later. Twice the next week, I get a call from a lady at Schaefer updating me on the progress of my vehicle. They were doing everything they could to get it completed and said that they looked like it would be done the day they said it would be done, which would be a week from Friday. On Thursday, they called and said, it's ready. You come pick it up at your convenience. I went out that afternoon, picked up my car, and these are his words. He says, I could not be happier. They not only buffed out the car where the repairs were made, they buffed the whole vehicle. It looks like a brand new car. You cannot tell this car was ever in an accident. They even took care of returning the rental car for me. And now, a month later, I just get an email from them asking if everything is okay and telling me that it's okay for me now to wax my car if I want to. They treated me well. I will certainly go back if I ever need that service again. I'll recommend it to my friends, the people at Schaefer, at blah, 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 blah. Thank you for turning me on. Richard, thank you for the email. There you go, folks. We've told you now. Richard's told you. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 7 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, they're still saying that they have 141 at Marshall Road closed down, and the stoplights are not working between Big Bend and Hawkins Road, so that's a pretty long stretch there. All right, then we have a little heavier traffic now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, again between 270 and Mason. Westbound 70, starting to pick up a little slowdown right around Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and again between T.R. Hughes and just before Highway K. And this traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service Experts. When you need professional-grade service from your professional-grade vehicle or for it, then count on the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, the Inside Out Show is outside at Pond Market for their open house. Join Mr. Fix-It John Shea at Pond Market in the South County Center, along with 1,000 do-it-yourselfers to learn
learn how to make your yard an oasis. They'll be industry experts to advise you on the right steps to bring your landscaping to life with a water feature. The Inside Out Show, coming to you live this Saturday from noon to 3 from Pond to Market in the South County Center on the Big 550 KTRS.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
Fans, this is Kyle McClellan. Growing up in St. Louis, I follow the Cardinals just like you. Now I'm wearing the birds on the bat, and I'm able to say I'm a world champion. On Saturday, May 12th, we face the Braves. All fans will take home a world champion lapel pin courtesy of AT&T. Again, that's Saturday, May 12th. These tickets won't last long. Get yours at Cardinals.com.
Nine up, nine down with two strikeouts for McClellan.
This is Cards manager Mike Matheny. We appreciate your great support. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Oh, yeah, David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7.
Fans, this is Cardinals third baseman David Freeze. On May 13th, we take on the Atlanta Braves, and that Sunday you can take home my bobblehead. I won a World Series ring, two series MVPs, and now I have my own bobblehead day. The World Series was special, but my own bobblehead day? Priceless. Again, that's Sunday, May 13th, when we take on the Atlanta Braves. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a night. What an evening of baseball.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more, with service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
All right, we come out of the news shortly after that. We'll have Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Also, Bob Iback is going to join us next hour. Tony La Russa, as you know, retired. The Nyco Sports is doing 2012 special edition baseballs. That's a good number to produce, 2012. And you can get one, and we'll find out how. But first, a word about American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com is the website. 314-878-9999 is the number. Who among you listening would want to call there? Well, let's see. If you want to buy a house, you'd need a mortgage, you would call. If you have a house and you already have the mortgage with them or somebody else, you still might want to call, because most of you probably have some sort of bad loan that you'd like to pay off. Bad loan meaning it's a loan at a much higher interest rate than it ought to be. Number one culprit, credit card companies with their high interest rates. Get rid of all of that balance. Get it back to zero. Let American Equity Mortgage get it to zero for you, and then you're going to get all that debt paid back so much faster at a lower interest rate. And a tax deduction, too, when it becomes part of your house payment. Let them tell you more. They'll be happy to. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTR.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.